suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, man, this is pretty savage right here. Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Verse 61, another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house. Now look, you know, obviously, we're not going to tell you that. If you're like, hey, let's go soul winning. He's like, well, my dad died. I'm just let the dead bury their dead. Go down to the soul winning time. The reason Jesus did that is because he had a limited amount of time in his ministry. He only had 3 years. So he didn't have time to play. He didn't have time for haphazard commitment. It's like, look, and look, this is the only time in history, other than what we're going to see in the future, where Jesus walked on this earth. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? To have Jesus, the Word of God, in the flesh. You can be with him for 3 years. You can serve alongside him. This is the Word of God, right? So there's a reason why he said, let the dead bury their dead. Why? Because you have the living Word standing right in front of you. Now, there's still some, even though obviously we're not going to tell someone that if someone goes through something like that, you know, this has a lot of good application to it, a lot of good things that we can apply this to. And the one thing that we see here is that they just need to have the right priorities. Because they kept saying, well, first let me go do this. First let me bid them farewell. First let me do this. Let me bury my father. And Jesus is just basically drawing that hard line saying, hey, you need to get your priorities straight. First things first. And you know what? According to the Bible, Jesus should be the one who has he's the preeminent one. Yep. Yeah. He should have the preeminence in our lives. He should be first. Okay? Before our wives, before our husbands, before our children, before anything, Jesus is number one. Amen. That's how it should be. Not first my wife, not first my husband, not first my children, not first my finances, not first my possessions. No, first Jesus. Amen. Because here's the thing. Jesus will never let you down, folks.